Well, and Jim, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
You can get sign up, and you can get a movie delivered to your house.
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name.
And currently, it comes to your house. You put it in the mailbox when you get home, and annually or monthly, you change your order. But you pay for that, right?
Then let me talk to your supervisor.
And what you do is you just go to a place on the internet, and you order your movie, and guess what? You can order 10 of them, and it's delivered to you, and this delivery charge is free, right?
You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. I used to be an EMT. People died because my answering machine was full. You don't have to give your last name.
10 movies streaming across that internet.
You son of a motherfucker. Well, okay. So, what?
And what happens to your own personal internet? I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why? Because it got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. See, we want to talk about the consumer. Let's talk about you and me.
What?
We use this internet for communication. We're not using it for commercial purposes. We're not earning anything by going on that internet.
So they want me to get you. You bet. Okay. You call people's houses?
Now, I'm not saying you have to discriminate. If we want to discriminate against those people, I'm not saying we haven't seen anything yet that indicates there is discrimination.
What are you talking about?
I'm opposed to the concepts that are applied by your recommendation.
No, what is your tax number?
We have already unfair competition.
I know three people have died, literally. We will find out who all your small relatives are, and they will never, ever be off any list. Do you understand?
I've already said if you want to make a special provision.
You will do that. All of your female relatives. And then we will go to your teachers. Your taxes will be audited every single year for the rest of your life. It will not even be a smidgen of the pain that you caused.
The regulatory report approach is wrong. Your approach is regulatory. It's regulatory in the sense that it says no one can charge anyone for massively invading this world of the internet.
You nasty son of a bitch. You are a murderer. You're a hater. You're a life destroyer. If every telemarketer could call every number, there could not be private phone calls. People die. People have hernias that rupture. People's appendices. People cannot call their ambulances. Because if you are worse than any terrorist, and we will find out. I will go to my lawyer, the police.
Are the people who want to use the internet for the end use of their profit, not for the consumer. And these are people who are charging, in effect, for what they're delivering. And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, when you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material. Enormous amounts of material. Now, we have
all the down for the work for your company. You will all be audited, and if that's, and be on every phone list, and if that's a threat, what are you doing, you nasty? You hurt people for a living. You ruined their lives. You ruined homes. Nasty, nasty, nasty.